The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, April the 24th, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Am I turned up a little hot here?
I fixed you there.
Yeah, because we were on last night, and David may have run us a little bit hotter.
I think so.
So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And welcome to Friday. And TGIF. We made it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Today, happy birthday to Alex.
Yes, happy birthday to me.
Hey.
Thanks.
Good. Now, what, are you 20, 22 now?
I am 35.
Whoa. Yep. Okay. That's okay. 35. Do I remember that? What national day?
It's Arbor Day, believe it or not.
Okay, it's Arbor Day.
And National Hairball Awareness Day.
Hairball Awareness Day. Well, last night, Man Up, Ted Lighty brought in his golden retriever, Ginger, who left me a present. Where she obviously got excited, and I'm trying to make sure that Buford doesn't have to go over there and remark the area. So today's weather is going to be sunny with high near 74, and Saturday a slight chance of rain. Mostly sunny with a high near 69. So today and tonight's going to be beautiful for the cruise. April night's cruise.
Yep.
Chance of shower Saturday night, and Sunday a chance of rain before 2. And then maybe a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It looks like Sunday night's the same. Monday is starting to clear up. And Tuesday with a high near 75. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 78. And Thursday, 80. We're starting to reach those temperatures again.
It's summer.
So enjoy today and tonight and all the show and shines. And tomorrow, it's still going to be okay. There's going to be like 2,000 cars down at the Civic. So go on down and take a look at that. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business that's been in the business close to 30 years. Discounts for seniors and veterans, outstanding service to all their customers, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And my guest today is Richard Gallardo.
Good morning.
Candidate for District Supervisor, District 1.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us who Rich Gallardo is. If people out there have not heard of you.
Probably a few, I'm sure, even though I've been here very publicly for about 6 years.
So you've only lived in Reading 6 years?
40 years.
40 years.
But my political activity for about 6 years has been very public.
So. Started during COVID.
Oh yeah.
COVID changed the people heard me say this numerous times, but changed the landscape, the political landscape here in Shasta County dramatically.
Actually, it was a worldwide change.
Well, it was worldwide change.
It forced people out of the closet to decide, should we decide our own health decisions or should we let the government mandate it and force it on us?
True, but I'm looking at local. And
that happened here, too.
Yeah, frankly, Shasta County Board of Supervisors meetings before COVID were Sleepy Hollow. And, the city had some, they went through some things, but before COVID, but once COVID hit, it changed the whole, it changed the whole trajectory.
Try living in Los Angeles during COVID. That was hell, basically.
I can imagine. Yeah. Because we didn't do a lot of the things they did down in the big cities, but it was still onerous. Yeah. Okay, so you've lived here 40 years.
I've been here 40 years. I moved up here while I was in high school. My parents split up. And so this is my home.
Okay.
Love it up here, even after high school.
Where'd you go to school?
Anderson High School.
Okay, down in Anderson.
Yes, and so went into the military active duty for a few short years after that.
And what was that? Air Force? Army?
Navy.
Oh, Navy.
I did Navy, Navy Reserve, Army National Guard, did one stint as active Army for a Homeland Security mission in Utah, of all places. Wasn't too thrilled with the Army. Went back to the Navy Reserve and finished with about 6 active and 15 reserve, 21 years total. And I also did 18 years with Cal Fire as an engineer EMT. That started when I was 30. I started a little late. Currently, I'm a commercial driver. I've been in the private sector now for 8-9 years now, and okay. Really like it. Really like the private sector.
So what got you interested in politics?
Well, even before COVID, it was Common Core. I was part of a local group that was traveling the county in the North State, and even went to the State Board of Education. Excuse me, folks, a couple of hay fever.
You got some allergies going
hay fever. We were trying to keep Common Core out of California. Of course, we lost that fight. So that was actually my intro into politics. But and then again, once COVID started, now it's all about local ideas, local control, local decision making.
Okay. What led to your decision to run?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Because it's one thing to be involved.
Yeah.
And,
oh, absolutely.
And to, you know, to do the things that people or activists do.
Yeah.
It's a whole different level to run for office.
So I supported Kevin Cry, the current office holder. I voted for him his first go around. I actually even supported Kevin during his recall, and I was putting up some of the signs around town. But then had some very bad decisions. He's made a few really bad decisions that really, really went sideways on the people, on our sovereignty, our rights, and even when he went against some local people's advice.
Uh-huh.
Problem was, is he's following Joe Larmore's advice. That's county council. That is mm-hmm. a really big problem here. And Kevin made some bad decisions, and the big ones were he voted to try to stop our citizen election petition, Measure B. I'm one of the proponents of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go to court, and Kevin voted to allow the county council to stop it. That's basically what it is.
Okay.
The county council said he didn't want to write the title in summary due to ethical reasons. Well, the law does not allow for that. So they should not have sued to stop in the first place. excuse me.
It was another individual that sued, got the injunction on.
Well, it was County of Shasta versus the Shasta 5.
So, yeah.
But Kevin voted, yeah, and the board voted to allow the county council to sue us.
Okay.
So Kevin will tell you he didn't sue us. Well, no, you voted to tell the... to allow the county council to sue us. So, yes, you absolutely did sue us because they should have voted against that.
Because they didn't want the proposition or the measure to go forward.
Well, you'd have to ask them that, why they sued us. But the point is, it is a state constitutionally allowed process, the initiative process.
It is.
It's governance by direct democracy. Now, I don't necessarily agree with direct democracy because we are a constitutional republic, but nonetheless, that process is here. And for what, 2-3 years now, and another thing Kevin did is he voted to suspend the election commission. And that was a great medium for the people to go through the election commission in order to then go to the board to say, hey, we need to fix our elections locally.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin was part of that, voted to suspend the election commission. And those were two egregious things. And then since, he voted for the license plate cameras, $500,000 of Zog Fire money to put in unconstitutional surveillance cameras.
What are those called? Flog? Flock?
Flock. That's Flock. It's Flock. A brand name, FLOCK. Yeah. It's a brand name.
The Flock cameras. Yep.
And you know, the funny thing is, roughly about October last year, when I was teetering on running against Kevin, I said, Kevin, let's have a meeting. And the meeting is solely for Kevin to tell me why not to run against him. That was the purpose of the meeting,
mm-hmm.
and he knew it. And then he suggested we have a couple of witnesses there. I said, oh, good suggestion, Kev. So we had two agreed-upon witnesses that he and I both respect highly. And so we had that meeting, and over an hour later, Kevin could not convince me to run against him. So I said, well,
not to run against
him. To not run against him. So I don't know. Have you ever heard of a meet of such a meeting where a potential opposition candidate will say, hey, just tell me why I should not run again. Have you ever heard of that? Probably not. Probably kind of a novel thing. And no. He couldn't do it. He could not do it. And that's egregious on so many levels, the cameras. There's already two Supreme Court opinions, Jones, I believe, and Carpenter, that have to do with electronic data gathering without warrants. Now, one of them is a GPS tracker, and the other one is gathering third-party cell phone data, location data. Mm-hmm. So just because there's not a Supreme Court opinion specifically on license plate cameras, that's, for me, I'm a true constitutionalist. Let's talk
about that when we get back. Sure. We've got to take our first break here. I'm here with Richard Gallardo, candidate for District 1 supervisor, and learn a little bit about his past and then why he's running. So we'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Ready Rodeo is coming quick. It's over 75 years of bucking by the river. And it's going to be May 13th to the 16th. However, Friday and Saturday night are sold out already. But Wednesday and Thursday, they still have tickets for. And those are absolutely great nights, great rodeo nights. Wednesday is Native American Appreciation Night, and you're going to have like a mini Stillwater out there. They're going to come out and dance in the arena. Thursday is Family Night. Of course, Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, and Saturday is Patriot Night. But like I said, Friday and Saturday are pretty much sold out. Do not miss your chance to come to this year's rodeo. We got so many things that are happening. NFR champions are going to be here. Great improvements on the grounds. Mutton busting, the launch party, more beer booths, you name it, it's out there. So get your tickets from ReadingRodeo.com. Don't go to other places because they're going to charge you more for the tickets. ReadingRodeo.com. Now I'm here with Rich Gallardo, who is running for District 1 Supervisor. And what are the things that you see? You know, for years, every candidate has called for a forensic audit. What's your opinion on that?
Yes, certainly. Certainly getting the taxpayer money, having accountability and transparency for the taxpayer money, no matter where it came from or went to, that's also going to be a huge, huge climb. But there's things that can be done.
The city's doing that right now.
Yeah. Allegedly, they're putting together some kind of citizen commission.
No. They've hired a company. That's what they do. They've already hired them to come in and go through every department, all their funding and all that. So, okay.
The key there is to research this company. And, if they make the majority of their money by doing government audits, then I'm going to be highly suspect as to their results.
Well,
because
then how would you do it? How would you do a forensic audit?
You'd have to find an independent auditor or companies that, are not beholden where the majority of their income is from doing such government audits because they're going to be skewed. They're going to be skewed because, in order for them to continue having that income, continue doing government audits and have a reputation with governments, they're going to really softball it. They're going to softball their audits and not be true, 100% true and transparent.
I cannot agree with you on that. Not 100%. I mean, because then you just assume that because somebody's got a business and they're working for the government, they're going to be easy on them. If this is, I guess if the research on it though should be able to tell you that.
Yeah.
But so you would find a company and then you would go through every department in the county.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, in conjunction with the department heads, absolutely.
You see, you know, and I've heard that, no offense to our politicians out there, but I have heard that for years now and I've yet to see one.
Well, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
What does that tell you about the current office holders? They're unwilling or unable to do it.
Well, what part of the county government do you think do you think the county government is bloated?
More than likely. Mm-hmm. You know, I've tried to get twice now in the last 6 months. I've sent the Board of Supervisors requests for basically some kind of a report from public health for all their agencies, all their departments, all of their services. How many clients being the public, how many clients they serve, how many visits per client, and which could get us down to basically how much per visit per client the services are costing. And then the percentage that goes to administrative, versus the actual service. I've asked twice in about 7 months and I've not even got a response back. So what does that tell you? Not even thanks for the inquiry, Mr. Gallardo. Not even that. So, and you know what? But here's another thing, Carl. You know, both Kevin and Aaron have refused to, or ignored me, to have a debate with me. Now, the League of Women Voters forum that we just had,
yeah,
that's not a debate. They control the questions. They sift and control the questions. Even a question I submitted, they asked the first half of my question, but then they forgot the punchline. They didn't ask the second half of my question, which was really the meat and potatoes of the question. So that is not a debate. But even you offered to have a district debate, and they didn't do it.
Well, nope. No, I have not done that officially, but I will today.
I've sent it to them.
Because, huh?
I know sent your, I've sent that.
And to I them. Will be, and I will make this official, coming with my signature. Because Kevin asked me about having a debate, and I said sure. So in May, if both Kevin Cry and Aaron Reznor agree to it, we'll have a debate right here. It'll be an hour and a half, two breaks in it.
Okay, well, we're almost out of time because the ballots are going to be hitting the mailbox a week from Sunday.
Nope.
So we're almost too late for any kind of debate. But I appreciate the offer.
No, because there'll still be people. People will hold those ballots during the month. They don't all vote the first day.
That would be smart. I highly recommend people wait until election day to actually vote, yeah, because if information comes out.
I think Swalwell's still on the ballot. So that's one reason.
Sure.
No, that's one reason. And you're
sure.
Are you in this to the bitter end?
The bitter end, meaning if I get elected?
Till the election. This isn't something like 2 weeks before the election. That you're in to win.
Yes, if you want to have a debate middle of May, I will absolutely attend.
But I'll try and do it before
Kevin
that.
Told me in person in the C.R. Gibbs parking lot, he will not debate me because he does not need to. Those were his words to me. So good luck.
Okay.
Well, I will
put that offer
thank
out
you.
Today.
And they don't want to answer the hard questions, Carl. In fact, Kevin has changed his mantra to, I'm not running against anyone. I'm running for Shasta County. I mean, I don't know. That sounds a little cowardly and arrogant to me. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Kevin Cry will be on Monday.
Right on. Good
so,
for him.
He'll join us on Monday morning. Aaron's already been on, but I'd love to have the three of you on a debate, but also before the ballot day, June 2nd, 6th?
The Tuesday, June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Actual election day, yeah.
Okay, so bloating in the government. Let's go back to Measure B for just a couple minutes. Measure B was passed. I mean, you've got enough signatures for Measure B to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
Measure B says essentially same day voting, no mail in, ID required.
Yeah.
What else? Those are the three big things.
Well, there's
paper,
a lot
paper,
of
paper ballots.
Paper ballots. There's a lot of things on there. But let me tell you why we had to do Measure B.
Okay.
The reason the citizens had to do Measure B is because for the last 3 or 4 years, the citizens have tried to get the Board of Supervisors to enact some local election reform changes, which they can do via some policies and some ordinances. There's a lot of gray areas and loopholes in the election code and the associated government codes relating to elections. And a gray area and loophole, the board can take those gray areas and loopholes and turn those into policies and ordinances. So that because an election officer must follow all federal, state, and local laws relating to elections. And the board failed to do that. Now, they initiated the Citizen Election Commission, was that 2 years ago now? Which I think they met for less than 1 year before they were suspended. And by the way, let's get back to the Dominion when the board voted to get rid of Dominion. And then immediately the state introduces Assembly Bill 969 in direct retaliation to Shasta County, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin voted.
It's not the first time the state's done that.
Yes, but Kevin decided to not sue the state of California against 969. Now, we could have sued for an injunction. We could have started a referendum as soon as 969 passed. That we had options. None of those were explored. And so now the citizens have to act because the County Board of Supervisors have failed to act for local election reform. And so we had to do it ourselves.
Okay.
That's a lot of work.
Measure B, if I mean, it's going to be on the ballot, mm-hmm. and if it passes, though, it goes against the state law. The state's going to turn around and sue us for that. What happens then?
Well, and you're making an assumption here about that Measure B goes against state law. So the measure itself was done lawfully and constitutionally and legally, the measure
right.
itself.
Right.
But if you go back in the history of initiatives in California, back until, I think it was 1907, something like that, it's been a while. It's been 100 years. About two-thirds of those initiatives were proposed by the legislature, similar to our county board proposing the charter amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. And about a third of those initiatives in state history were born by the citizens themselves.
Okay.
Okay. But the thing is, the reason you have an initiative, it's direct democracy again. It is basically legislation by the people when they pass an initiative. And why do you think that's done, Carl? Why are we going to do something with or without contra or in concurrence with state law? It's because there's something wrong with state law or something missing in state law. Now an initiative is there to either change state law, which has happened multiple times, Prop 47, 57, right? Those reduced criminal penalties. The people did that by vote, Carl.
Yeah.
They changed the penal code, all right? We can change the elections code. It's the same thing. When everybody says, no, you're limited with what you can do. No, I'm sorry. No, it's you don't get to, you know, I'm looking for a cliche, but I lost it. But it's the same idea. We are currently violating state law in our charter, by the way.
Those are two good examples. The example when they went back in the state by like 75%.
Yeah.
Changed 47 and 57.
And that was a bad initiative, by the way.
It was the,
you know, relaxed criminal penalties. Are you kidding me?
I know it was, it had been passed, but the people had had enough of that.
Yeah.
So you're saying that, okay, this is not unusual and this could, and then if the state comes back, then it could go to court and see who's right.
It's very likely. But again, there's a false narrative out there.
No, okay.
So we are currently violating state law in our current charter. Okay. Well, right now our current charter says a board vacancy can be filled by the remainder of the Board of Supervisors. Direct contradiction and a violation of Government Code 25060, which reads the governor shall appoint board vacancies. So it can be done. Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Want to remind everybody today, starting at 9 a.m., it goes to 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Veteran and Senior Resource Day is going to be at the Vets Hall at 1605 Yuba Street, so next to the post office there, hosted by the American Legion Auxiliary, Unit 197, and Nation's Finest. They have a bunch of vendors down there that are there to help out veterans and seniors. They've got all types of things down there that can help both veterans and seniors. So all you have to do, it's free. All you have to do is show up today between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street. And we'll be right back with Richard Gallardo running for District 1 Supervisor.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Country fans, are you ready? Check out those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show and Shine, Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Hamilton Whiskey, Glock Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects. Projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. You go there and you can listen to our shows. Yesterday we had William Tarbo on, the new city manager, and he was pretty forthcoming with things he wants to see happen and accomplish. You just go to our archives and just, you know, click on our show, Free Fire Radio, and go to the archives, and you can listen to every show, including this one. About 9 o'clock, it goes up on the archives. And, so you can parse every sentence that Richard Gallardo has said. If you choose to do that.
Thanks, Carl.
Well, no, I mean, everybody can. I mean, and if you really are really bored one day, you go back 320-something pages, and you can see our first show. Listen to our first show. I haven't done that because I don't go back 300, because you got to go back to individual pages. But anyway, our guest today is Richard Gallardo, and he's running for District 1 Supervisor. He's given been pretty concise about what he likes to see. He right, you haven't mentioned most of your comments, of course, are referring to Kevin Cry, who is the sitting supervisor.
I can talk about Aaron Reznor,
well,
if you like.
I mean, I'd like to that. Hear though is what, you know, I know you've got a summary here, but there are some things you'd like to accomplish.
There are, but let's, and again, I'd like, I'm, let's finish Measure B, because you
asked
the question.
Measure
you asked the question
Measure
about
B,
the states.
And we know that if it passes, and you gave some historical content about things, that have changed laws, Okay. So what's the bottom line then on Measure B? It passes, the state sues and says it goes against our, against all state laws and everything.
Yeah.
The next step.
So, you know, here, and again, the key here is, you know, on one of Kevin's radio shows, he's on the radio, and on one of his shows, he equated Measure B to cheating on taxes. I mean, it's on, it's in his archives, so those are his words, not mine. And so he does not want the local election reform. He says he wants election reform, but he doesn't want the local election reform, so he doesn't believe in the initiative process in the charter, even though he likes the charter, but he doesn't like the charter when the citizens really want something that he doesn't want. So there's a little contradictory there. And the state probably will sue us. They sued Huntington Beach Charter City over their measure, which only had a couple of things on it, but voter ID was one of them. That was a big deal. And by the way, voter ID was not illegal when Charter Huntington Beach passed that. During that lawsuit, when the state sued Huntington Beach, during the lawsuit, the state passes Senate Bill 1174, which then made voter ID illegal. So the state, they're corrupt, they're a bunch of liars, okay? That's just how it works. And by the way, the Huntington Beach, they are now petitioning the Supreme Court of the United States because the state of California, there's three or four court rulings now, and the last one is not in favor of Huntington Beach. So they're going to the Supreme Court. You know, Carl, back to AB 969, if we had fought that immediately, that was about 2 years ago now, it would be very likely this year, that probably this year or next, if we had fought 969, it would be going to the Supreme Court. And that would have been a beautiful thing. I mean, time goes so quickly. But here we are. They did not fight 969, so here we are. Now we went charter, now we're Measure B. And the whole thing is, and I'm going to mention another race quickly because it happened recently when Chris Kelsterman had his debate in Anderson recently. One of the questions was, if Measure B passes, what's your response going to be? And nowhere did Chris Kelstrom say he was even going to defend it.
And on the show here, he said that that's not something he would do.
Yeah, well, good. Yep. I'm glad he's being consistent.
Okay, so let's move on from Measure B. We've got the last two segments here. Let's just get down to the nuts and bolts of running the county. Is there things that you would like, you know, let's just say permitting. Permitting for 16 years, that I've sat here in this seat, and everybody that runs, there's questions about the permitting and the, you know, building here in Shasta County. Some of it has been improved, but it's still, when you look at Chico, that puts in three times the number of building permits that we do, same size town. Have you looked at that? Are you planning on looking at every level of the bureaucracy that's over there at Shasta County?
Well, my goodness, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to. And, yes, that's a lot of work to try to reform things while at the same time the system perpetuates the system, right? Contracts renewed, you know, private contracts, union contracts, mm-hmm. paying the bills, you know, adjusting and countering and complying with state and federal laws that are changing constantly. That's a big ask. It's a very huge ask. But, yes, we have to. We cannot perpetuate the status quo, Carl. That's why we're where we're at all levels, financial, cultural, fiscal, just everything. You know, the education system is bad. And, of course, the Board of Supervisors have no direct jurisdiction there. I mean, everything is just not in a good state. It's just not. And that's the reality. And that's unfortunate that so many people are not really paying attention to, like, the big picture. And some people are, they'll pay attention to, like, the schools, right? Maybe their kids are in school, so they're really focusing on the schools. Good for them. But there's just so much to do. It's overwhelming. And yes, everything needs to be looked at. We cannot perpetuate the system we're in now.
And how would you do that?
Well, it'd just be a lot of work. Public input. We need meetings with the department heads in conjunction with the public input. People need to be more accountable. There needs to be more hearings. And the reason the hearings are important is because your and they need to be done under oath. They raise their hands. The department heads and everybody else raises their hands. Any document that they sign needs to be signed under penalty of perjury, because they need to be held more accountable. That right now they go up and they talk and they do these beautiful PowerPoints. There's not much legal teeth to that, unless they've done something in direct contradiction to law, or if they can be found to be obviously giving bad information or lying. But, you know, all the gray area stuff, they need to be held accountable for every word, every action, every document they sign.
Okay. We got to take another break here. And we're with Rich Gallardo, because we went over the last one. We're back on time now. And running for District 1 Supervisor. We'll be right back.
How it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Our vote is more than a ballot. It's how we protect the future of our community.
For our families, our neighbors, and for the generations who will call Shasta County home.
That's why people across our community support Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk.
With 17 years of experience, she's committed to keeping our elections accurate, transparent, and secure.
Because protecting our elections means protecting our future. Vote Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk, June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscan. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscan for County Clerk 2026.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomplaw.com.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Goes, takes you right to our website. Now, I'm here with Richard Gallardo, candidate for District 1 Supervisor. So, this is our last segment. So, if you're elected, what do you want to accomplish?
Boy, do I have a long list, Carl. But
hit the high points
for sure. But the full list is at GallardoForSupervisor.com. It is very comprehensive.
GallardoForSupervisor.com,
and it's the number four. GallardoForSupervisor.com. Oh, okay. Very long list there. But here's some ones that I think people are going to be very interested in, and a lot of these may be having to be processed through our citizen charter process, where the citizens vote. Because again, if we're going to contradict state law to make changes, it needs to be done through the charter process with voting by the citizens. I'd like to look at really overhauling the property tax system, and especially not seizing property for lack of property tax payment. I think that's egregious, because irrespective if the people have a fixed income, irrespective if the property is paid off for, if there's still a loan, a mortgage on it, I think that's irrelevant. We should not be taking people's property strictly for, and you know, yeah, 5 years of unpaid property taxes. And I don't know, maybe it's $5,000 or $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, of course, depending on the property. But, and then they sell the property, you know, get what, $100,000 for it? I don't know. But, and then the entity itself owed the property taxes. We'll say it was $10,000. And then where's the rest of the money go?
Hey guys, we had a caller who didn't want to be on the air, and they had a question for you, Rich.
Yep.
And that is, how would you conduct yourself according to the code of conduct on the board?
Well, I'll just say this. I've been politically active for 6 years, and everybody already knows how I conduct myself. So there's your answer. Another thing I want to do is I'd like to get a second grand jury impaneled. Because the first grand jury we have, 80 to 85% of their tasks are already spoken for via state law and regulation. So they really can't deep dive. And I would like a second grand jury, the Constitution allows it, to do nothing but government waste, fraud, and abuse. So right now we have districts. We have county supervisor districts. Let's get rid of those and go to at-large elections, just like the city does. Because number one, it gets rid of gerrymandering. And number two, everybody gets a say in their supervisors, because regardless of where you live, even currently, an individual supervisor's vote can affect everybody else in the county. So, and that was not my idea. That was Gary Ox's idea. He's running against Chris Kellstrom. So I love that idea to change to at-large elections. We need a class action lawsuit against CalPERS that has been a Ponzi scheme since its inception, especially since the laws that changed in 1990 in CalPERS. So we need a class action in CalPERS because the unfunded liabilities are horrendous. They're at least $350 million, and that does not even include the lifetime medical that the retired folks get. And we need to change, get away from CalPERS, which is called a defined benefit, and we need to go to defined contribution, similar to private sector 401 matching. We need to just change that. It's bankrupt. Other people are saying that we're in the black. We're in the black. The county's doing great. No, we're not. Okay. On an annual basis, we may be doing okay. But when you look at the bills.
Unfunded liability.
When you look at the bills, we are drowning.
Well, the budget, something like 80% is already spoken for.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Well, the general fund budget
is different
than the earmarked state and federal monies that come in.
Right,
so,
but most of the money that comes into the county is already spoken
for. Well, it is. It is through
Can you change
through union contracts. And that's another thing we need to change. We need to change those union contracts to be 2-year contracts.
Okay.
Because we can't have 3-, 4-, 5-year union contracts. That is not sustainable because the economy is much more dynamic than that. The the economy can change very quickly in a 12 or 24 month period. And we need to be able to adjust the union contracts accordingly. We need some oversight committees, some citizen oversight committees. I'm not a fan of bigger government, but when it comes to citizen checks and balances, yes, I am. We need a committee for the DA, for the sheriff. We need a committee over public health, only because it's such a huge amount of our annual budget. And those things, I think, would be good things.
Why do you want to eliminate all Wi-Fi from county-owned
health reasons?
Well, how do you?
I'm not going to take up too much time on that. So go to EFF.org, and there is copious amounts of information on there how Wi-Fi signals endanger your body. So
how do they do their work then?
Hardwire. Back to hardwire.
Everything's hardwire.
Yep, back to hardwire like it used to be before Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I will also get rid of the Flock cameras. I'm going to yank them out. Say bye-bye to Flock. And how about let's get rid of the jungle primary at the county level. Okay, we do that through a charter amendment. We get rid of the jungle. Top two vote getters go on to the general. Let's get rid of that because that disenfranchises the other voters, the American Independents, the no party preferences. All those other parties are disenfranchised because of the way the system is set up now. We have to get rid of the top two, and we do that through the local charter. And then that way, at the general election for county elections, all political parties can have a candidate in the final round. Would that not be beautiful? That would be beautiful.
I think the Democrats are starting to get worried about their jungle primary now that Swalwell and somebody, I think Steyer's going to be coming under fire here.
Yeah.
Could end up with two Republicans.
And one last thing I'll do, because I know we're running short on time.
Well, we got
a couple minutes, right?
Yeah.
I would like to initiate jury nullification instructions in the county for civil and criminal cases. And that's a conversation just by itself. But jury nullification basically says you give the jury instructions in addition to, before they go to their deliberations, you give them nullification, meaning if the jury doesn't like the specific charges against somebody, whether it be civil or criminal, the jury can just say, yeah, we don't agree with the charges. They should have never been brought, and we're gonna actually nullify the charges. So there's no guilt, no innocence. They just say, yeah, we're gonna wipe the slate clean. And I think that is a beautiful thing because unfortunately that gets away from the corrupt sheriffs and DAs who persecute. There's a lot of political persecution happens in our court system. Oh, trust me, there is. And I think jury nullification, I think, would be a really good thing. And so that's the crux of it. Those are the big ticket items.
You've got about 50 seconds to
So I appreciate the time today, Carl.
Put it all together.
I really appreciate the time today. That's what I like about this station is, you know, you guys really, really center on local issues, local people, and I think that's just a beautiful thing. So I want to thank you for that. Gary Oxley and myself, we're both running. We're going to have a meet and greet tomorrow. Right after Cool April Nights, because Cool April Nights, I believe, or the car show stops at, I believe, 4 p.m.
Yep.
So 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Reading Library, Gary Oxley and myself, we're going to have a meet and greet. It's going to be very informal. So please stop by and talk to Gary and I, and then GallardoForSupervisor.com.
And I'm on the page right now, Gallardo with the number 4, Supervisor.com. Yeah, a lot of information in here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, you know, and I will put something out today, probably in the next hour, reaching out to Aaron and Kevin to see if we can set a date.
I look forward to
it. In early May for the three of you to be on the show. Well, we'll do.
Can I bring my boxing gloves? Is that okay?
You won't need them.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll even bring in two producers, one to answer the phones and one to run the
sounds good to me.
Run the boards anyway. Okay, thanks a lot, Rich.
Thank you.
And if you've never heard of Shasta Unfiltered, you're going to learn about just who they are in our next hour. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. All eyes will be on Washington, D.C. tomorrow evening. First, President Trump will attend the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, venturing into what some observers suggest may be unfriendly political territory. At the same time, across town, at the Museum of the Bible, a national scripture reading called America Reads the Bible will culminate. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says week-long event highlights our founding fathers' belief in God.
We kicked it off last Saturday night at a big event with so many of our friends and celebrities and some of the great evangelists and pastors and clergy from across the country. Look, I think it's symbolic and important that we do it on the 250th anniversary of the nation because it's, in my view, this is how it all began, of course.
One of the scripture readers on the final evening tomorrow will be Salem Media CEO David Santrella. Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when the news program this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. Secretary of War Hegseth says it's up to Iran. He says Tehran has a chance to make a good deal, a wise deal, with the U.S., an agreement that would bring peace, an end to the war.
Operation Epic Fury has been laser-focused from the very start, as I've said to all of you. Clear mission objectives, and ultimately Iran will not have a nuclear weapon.
Hegseth says the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains in full effect. 34 ships have been turned around in the Strait of Hormuz so far. The Justice Department has ended its investigation of outgoing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, clearing a major roadblock to the confirmation of Fed Chair nominee Kevin Warsh. Two parts of the country struggling to cope with natural disasters, tornadoes and destructive hail in the plains, devastating wildfires in the southeast, South Georgia specifically. On Wall Street, the Dow down 146 points, NASDAQ up 242. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Those beloved black and white bears are coming back to Atlanta.
China's announced it will send two giant pandas to Zoo Atlanta in Beijing's latest effort at panda diplomacy, despite tensions with Washington and less than a month before a much-anticipated visit by President Donald Trump to Beijing. The China Wildlife Conservation Association says male panda Ping Ping and female panda Fu Shuang from the Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding will kick off a decade-long conservation cooperation under an agreement it signed with the zoo last year. The association didn't specify the departure date, but said the U.S. side was actively carrying out facility upgrades to create a more comfortable and safer environment for the pair. I'm Charles Delesma.
The EU has approved a $106 billion loan package for Ukraine. The decision came after Russian oil began flowing again to Hungary and Slovakia through a key pipeline. News and analysis, townhall.com. Everything old is new again.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. K Keith Peters reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta laying off about 8,000 workers, Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirms it plans to cut about 10% of its workforce in an effort to invest in other parts of its business and for greater efficiency, first reported by Bloomberg. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com takes you right to our website, and you can go in there and get all the archives. You can see all our different shows. We have other things on there. All of our advertisers, just click on their spot and it'll take you right to the webpage. You know, you can get weather. You get news on our site. It's got a lot of information on there, veterans discounts, all those kind of things. Today is April the 24th, and 8:06 in the morning. And the news is always brought to you at top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Alex.
Thank you very much.
He's, you know, you're getting up there.
Yeah, 35.
35. Wow. I'm trying to remember that year. No, not 1935. But, you know, gosh, what was I doing when I was 35?
Probably something up to no good.
Well, I don't even want to talk about how far back it was. yeah, but probably you're right.
Yeah.
Yes. And National Day today is Arbor Day.
Arbor Day today. Uh-huh. So plant a tree or cut down a tree if you want. Whatever you want to do. It's also National Hairball Awareness Day.
Hairball.
I was already aware of them myself, but some people aren't, I guess.
You know, I've known people with cats. And the hairball thing is, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. So, okay. Today, it's going to be beautiful, my friends. It's going to be about 74, calm winds, which means all the show and shines that are going today, and there are many of them, are going to be going. It's going to be beautiful. Last night, after our show, A Man Up, I walked around and looked a little bit. They had show and shines going. The Chamber of Commerce had something going. Odell's Barbecue was catering that. And you know that was big was when you see Jason Odell, the owner. He said, boy, this is an all hands event for the things they've got going. But there's so much to do. Try and hit the show and shines. And then tonight, of course, is the big cruise. Dun, 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 dun. And if you haven't been to the cruise before, go to the cruise. People have already been putting their chairs out all week long.
Wow.
Along Hilltop. And 2,000 cars. Maybe, you know, I think they hold it to 2,000 because after that it becomes too big. The cars are, you know, having to idle and, you know, they overheat and all those things. But watch all these different cars coming by. It's quite the event. And then tomorrow all those cars are going to be down at the Civic in one massive big car show. And plus they've got parts. You know, you can buy parts for your old cars and all that. And all that's down there. And then on Sunday, they give away awards. And they have kind of like, the award winners drive their cars around there at the Civic. So much going on. And it is financially really good for our city and county to have this cool April nights. And the people work so hard to put this thing on. They're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid for this to provide this event. So... Okay, my guests today are, I gave the weather, right? Oh, no, I didn't finish it all up. Tomorrow, maybe a chance of showers. Sunday, a chance of rain. Monday, a little chance of rain, but mostly sunny. And then it starts getting beautiful again. Tuesday, 75. Wednesday, 78. And Thursday, 80. All sunny. So we're getting into, we're getting at the end of April and the beginning of May, and it looks like some beautiful weather coming in. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Been in the business almost 30 years. It's a family-owned business. A third generation of the Kenny family is working there now. Outstanding service. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Really good people down there. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Unfiltered.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is everybody turned on? Yep. Okay. Shasta Unfiltered, for some people don't even know what that is. So who wants to tell everybody what Shasta Unfiltered is? Don't beat each other up. They can't see you, so somebody needs to tell me.
Well, I'll go ahead and kick in and start. My name is Rex Ballard, and my wife, Elisa Ballard, with Kari Chilson, who is here, Jerry Sanchez and Margaret Hansen. Margaret Cantrell. They started this paper back in September of last year because they kind of just got tired of not seeing real news out there. A lot of the news that was coming to the folks here in Shasta County, I had a lot of spin, had a lot of bias to it. And so rather than complain about it, they did something and chose to start a newspaper. I came along probably in about December time frame when I just got tired of seeing them all work so hard, trying to create content. And since I like to write, I volunteered to write a few articles, and now I've kind of run amok there. I'm probably putting out 3 to 5 articles a day there to keep Shasta County aware of what's going on.
Okay, and where do people find this? The Shasta Info, do you have a website? Do you have what?
Sure, it's a free online newspaper. It's free to sign up to get our newsletter so you can get a notification as what's coming on. All you have to do is go to ShastaUnfiltered.com. We also have a Facebook page, which has really kind of blown up here recently. You can find us there. Again, just search under Shasta Unfiltered, and you'll see all our news posts. We send out notifications through our Facebook page, and we're getting close to 70,000 views every 4 weeks on our page. And that's kind of become one of the more popular ways people end up on our site, because, of course, you click on one of our links on Facebook, and it takes you right to our newspaper.
Okay. Yeah, because when you look it up, it shows the Facebook page.
Yes.
But I didn't see your website.
Yeah, so,
but you could
ShastaUnfiltered.com. It takes you right there.
Okay.
Because we are so new, we're still making our way up the search engines there.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Yep. Okay. Okay, so serving the North State with honest news and entertainment. And I'm seeing the first thing I'm seeing here is Pet of the Week. And President Trump leads historic call for national unity and reformation under God from the Oval Office. And you have YouTube.
Yeah, we stuff. Turn a lot of our articles into what we call YouTube explainers. We find that a lot of our patrons here don't have the time to spend a lot of time on the newspaper. So we take what we think are some of the more important articles and distill them down into quick videos that they can look at their leisure and get the gist of the article. And they can follow up for details by going to the article itself.
Okay. So it was you didn't get involved with it right at the first, Rex.
No, I got it.
Lisa and Carrie, and Lisa Ballard and Carrie Chilson is with me. Why'd you get involved, Carrie?
Well, this was something that was deep in my heart for a long time, this dissatisfaction with our media.
And when you say dissatisfaction, you mean, I look at the Record Searchlight and I see on Sundays, it raises my blood pressure on, you know, some of their opinion pieces. Mm-hmm. But even some of their news articles are kind of leaning in that opinion side too. And sometimes it goes the other way. I mean, it'll be one side or the other. And you expect opinion pieces to do that. but you don't expect your news coverage that is just who, what, when, where, how to do that.
Right.
Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, and I've been involved in civic engagements and at Board of Supervisors meetings and whatnot, and I'm there in person, and then I'll read the news article about it, and it's not accurate. So those are the things that make my blood boil. So I believe the public deserves the truth about, you know, what's going on in our local government and our community.
Okay. And what about you, Elisa?
Well, I got involved when, as Kari said, we were, you know, at the board meetings and seeing that coverage wasn't accurate. And then other pieces that were, you know, covering news would make statements in the news article saying, oh, you know, President Trump's claims of election fraud have been debunked. Well, that to me is a statement that's not true. Not all the claims of election fraud have been debunked. In fact, right here in Shasta County, things were swept under the rug. We uncovered a sheriff's report recently. I just wrote about this, where a sheriff's investigation took place after citizens had done some canvassing after the 2020 election.
Had done some what?
They canvassed, they took what was a registration rolls, the voter rolls here in Shasta County, and they looked at them, and there was some very strange anomalies with voter addresses.
Oh, okay.
And so they went door to door for the people that actually voted in the election to see, well, does this person really live here, or, you know, what is going on? So they found quite a few, like 600 and some anomalies about these addresses, and they uncovered quite a bit of evidence. For example, people registered to vote at a post office. Well, that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And people were registered to vote at a house number that didn't exist on a street. Or people had voted when they had moved out of the county. They'd go up to, you know, the house and say, does this person live here? And they'd say, no, they moved on such and such a date before the election took place. Yet the person is being shown as voted. So they gave the information to the sheriff's office. They conducted an investigation. The final report showed that, yes, in fact, election fraud is taking place here in our county. So for a paper to say that claims of election fraud have been completely debunked just got my blood boiling, you know. So we need to get these stories out. We want the public to be fully informed about what's going on.
Okay. I'm here with Shasta Unfiltered. We need to take our first break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you want the best,
call
Wurst. That's right. Jeff Wurst, has been in this business well over 25 years, and if there's anything about repairing windshields that he doesn't know, it's because they hadn't been invented yet. I call him the windshield whisperer because he will take a look at your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, fix it, guarantee it for the life of the windshield, and send you on your way. Yeah, he is good. He has fixed windshields for me and many of my friends, many of the people that we know. And he fixes it quick, very fair price, takes it into a climate controlled area. It's not sitting out in the sun, brings it in, fixes it, and like I said, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. I've never, ever, ever had a problem getting my windshield repaired at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Shasta Unfiltered.
I got you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1.
His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Cool Labor Night's official biggest show and shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the big show and shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official big show and shine Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can find the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Ranch Arena. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach.
Hey, really quick, we got a call during the last segment. A listener called in to tell us that today and tomorrow at the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, starting at 5 o'clock, the Southwestern Regional Antique Tractor Show is happening.
Whoa, okay. Tomorrow and Saturday. Today and tomorrow. Yeah. Antique Tractor Show at the Red Bluff.
Red Bluff Fairgrounds.
Okay, down there where the rodeos take
place.
Yeah,
they have a Facebook page, NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine, if you want more info.
Gosh, you know, I've seen some of those. Those are cool. I mean, they're from like the 20s. On these tractors.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, battery replacement. They've got it all there. Plus a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years, Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They did our wedding rings at Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's and mine, together, you know, not for other events, but did our wedding rings. They're really good people, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard, super people down there, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, which should tell you something. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Shasta Unfiltered, Rex and Lisa Ballard, and Kari Chilson. And we talked about why they started this. Because this is not easy. This is, and if you look at their website, ShastaUnfiltered.com, or you go to Facebook and look, it's very professional, and it's got a lot of stuff in here. I mean, a lot of stuff in here. And so they started it because they thought that just unbiased information or news, not information, but news, was not happening here in Shasta County. So you're saying this is totally unbiased?
No, you're never unbiased. I think the notion that all news comes unbiased.
And it's hard.
It's almost impossible. But what we do is if we're writing an opinion piece, we clearly make it.
Opinion.
It's an opinion piece. Yeah. If it's a news piece, we try not to cast our opinions into the news. But clearly, how news is interpreted comes through the eyes of humans, and we're all humans, and occasionally our own feelings get embedded in that.
Well, we talked to a young lady that was going through the School of Journalism back east, one of the big ones. And she said that they encouraged the young journalist to bring their experiences into the news reporting. And I said, you mean how you feel about things? She said, yeah. And, you know, there are some things that are what, when, where. But then, yeah, to bring their opinions into the news reporting. And I found, and this was a long time ago. This was, gosh, 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And I was thinking they're teaching that at the schools of journalism, and how unusual that would be, because, you know, we grew up, we're not that old, but we grew up with the who, what, where, when. Yeah. We had ABC, CBS, NBC. That was it. Mm-hmm. In your newspapers. And then national magazines, you know, but the magazines were, you know, entertainment. And somehow over the years, we've lost a lot of our newspapers, as we know. I mean, they're shutting down all the time. And there's 1,000 different ways to get news. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I think that, there's a majority of the people in the country don't trust news sources.
Exactly.
The media that we used to trust.
Yes, I used to trust the national news and watched it every night until, you know, 2020 hit, and I was watching President Trump give his daily press briefings, and I'd listen to the whole thing, and then at night I'd be watching the national news coverage, and I'd realize, oh my gosh, they really have put a big spin on what President Trump said, and that's not exactly what happened. So then I stopped trusting the news outlets. I realized they were
they had a dog in the fight at some point. One of your articles is, like you said, Shasta County Sheriff's Office investigation finds evidence of voter fraud.
Right.
And the other one, and Rex, you wrote this one. Let me find it again. If you may have updated here, and I can't find it. So, but it was about schools.
Ah, yes. Yeah, we wrote an article that showed that, well, the way a lot of our articles get generated is I see a headline that only scratches the surface on me. So the headline really was about how homeschooling and private schooling is on the rise. So that was kind of all the article I saw read. So that launches me down a path to do a lot of research. And in doing the research, I find out that about 600,000 students in California the parents of those students have dropped them out of, they've just lost total confidence in the public school system, and they've resorted to homeschooling and private schooling. And that's on the rise across the country. So that was something we thought resonated with a lot of the folks here in Shasta County, because after COVID, a lot of families didn't put their kids back in.
And you would be surprised about some of the people that didn't.
Right.
You know, if I told you names that I knew, you'd go, oh. And they kept their kids back.
Right.
Because, you know, they were realizing their kids didn't know things that they should have. And I think they've gradually put them back, you know, into the system. But mm-hmm. they kept them at home for another year or two.
Right.
There's one, one academy here, and I'm trying to remember the Stellar. Maybe that's
right.
It's a hybrid. They come to school 2 days a week. They're homeschooled 2 days a week, and on the fifth day, Friday, they get together and they do projects and stuff like that.
Yeah, my son went there.
Okay. So I think you're absolutely right that people are starting to lose confidence in the system.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when you peel back kind of the reasons, we found a survey that talked to a large percent of these families who have lost confidence as to, well, what are the leading reasons why? At the top of the list really was they don't trust the environment that their kids are going to in a public school, not only because of violence, but bullying and other aspects. And then in California, an issue that was very popular as to why parents lost confidence had to do with the fact that the curriculum had changed and moved towards what they call social and emotional learning issues, where frankly they're beginning to teach about homosexuality and those types of topics that are controversial to a lot of families. And those are, again, big reasons why they've pulled their kids away from public school. They want their kids to focus on the fundamentals, and they feel that a lot of public schools have moved away from the fundamentals.
So that's just one of the things. If you go to ShastaUnfiltered.com and you go to their homepage, and it is just, where am I here? Oh, it's article after article, not just local, but there are a lot of local articles in here. You know, besides about adopting the lab, classic car enthusiasts gather at paint marts and Interstate Batteries. Patrick Jones alleges rules were broken for Sheriff Michael Johnson, which I don't agree with, by the way. I don't see anything wrong with what Mike Johnson did.
We report it, and we're going to ultimately determine if Patrick, somebody's going to determine if Patrick's right or wrong on that.
But we frankly
applaud him for being out of office but still having the concern
absolutely.
For citizens.
No, absolutely. You know, Patrick cares about the community, and there's no doubt about that.
Right.
Virginia redistricting. FAA buries the floppy disk. The homeschool and private school boom, that was from Rex. Kari did the Reading City Council report. Rex, Amazon on trial for alleged price fixing. These are just parts, these are just some of the ones that are on this front page you have here. It's a lot of information.
Right. A lot of the national stories we pick, we try to pick stories that tie back to the citizens in our community. How do they impact us? So the FAA article is a clear example.
Sure.
You know, we all want to travel safely as well. So I was kind of shocked to dig into that article.
It was interesting. There. They've had a couple of near misses, and they started. And he said that, the whatever his name is, the guy that's running the...
Sean Duffy, yeah.
Yeah, Duffy. He said, you know, after that crash with the helicopter and the plane at D.C., to find out they were running the helicopters through the flight lines and all that. And then the news when the Canadian... When the Canadian airliner that killed the pilot and co-pilot because they hit a snow removal truck on the runway. Yeah, they need to update something. It makes me feel better. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Went down there yesterday, got a great haircut as usual. I found them in 07. They've been around since 1960, been in the same location since 67. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway, Lucky Miller's, if you remember that, is not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. You don't have to wait in line. Just give them a call at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy. And you can look at all the open spots there, or if there are any, and then pick the one you want. And they send you an email and a text that tells you that you've got the appointment, and it reminds you that day that you have a haircut that day. It's a good system, a really good system. It's a great place. It's an old-time barbershop, what can I say? And it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Shasta Unfiltered.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for 2026.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the West to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fee.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Off those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Redding Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show and Shine, Saturday, April 25th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and Buy the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, our part.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the right thing to me, baby, I'll just lay me down. Right 400
years. Welcome back. Don't worry, we're not going to pour our love out on you, baby. So you don't have to lay down from now on to 100 years. Right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. I like that song.
No, it's a good song.
I got a lot of those 60s and 70s stations on my radio there. When I'm not listening to KCNR Radio, that you can go to KCNRradio.com and listen to us online. And download shows, listen to them. I mentioned this a couple times, but the new city manager was on our show yesterday. It was very forthcoming at the 8 o'clock hour. And if you didn't hear it, just go back to archives and listen about some of the things he wants to do. He is not a naive guy. He's come in here with his eyes wide open. It wasn't like he didn't know where we were in the city. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen. He's been here 2 months, William Tarbell. But I'm here with Shasta Unfiltered and Rex and Elisa Ballard and Kari Chilson. Mm-hmm. And right here, you've got some notes there that I just totally looked over your shoulder. And what makes you different? And I'm, frankly, this is really the first time I've gone to your site because it's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I look at the stories. And then Jerry's constantly texting me with the story. So thanks, Jerry. I need that. But the what makes you all different? Because there's other online news, local online newspapers, as we know, all different. Mm-hmm. And they are different from you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, honest, local, unfiltered, that's our motto. We cover hard local news, crime, politics, schools, doctor shortage, election integrity, but we also celebrate what makes the North State great, like events, arts, small business spotlights, and even a pet of the week. You'll find original reporting and opinion pieces from North State Voices, videos, and a growing event of calendars. But I think what really truly sets us apart is our love of country and our faith. We're not afraid to express that. We're very proud of what we're doing. We're small but mighty. And
punching above your weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, you know, the fact is, you've got everything. I'm reading restaurant reviews. You have restaurant reviews in here. I want to get into that. can you write off your do you tell them and they give you a free lunch? No. But things like Ortega's and Weaverville's Nugget Restaurant.
Right.
So, and these are written by different people also. Well, Jerry's a lot of them, but, would you say that the majority of our country is the same? I mean, you got your right and your left. Those are, I have discovered far right and far left are very, very similar. Very
right.
similar people.
Right.
Do
right.
not believe in the Constitution.
Right.
Do not believe in freedom of speech. And they're very similar that way. I put like Antifa on one side and I don't know who the other one, say Ku Klux Klan on the other,
right.
on that.
We love our country.
The vast majority of us do love our country. And we are in the middle. And is that the group you're trying to reach on this?
That is indeed who we're trying to reach.
Yeah. People that, you know, value common sense and that value, you know, the foundations that our country was founded on.
And let me tell you, this is free. All you have to do is go to Shasta Unfiltered. And if you use this, and, you know, I peruse a lot of news articles, a lot of news sites, I should say, preparing for the show. But there's so many things happening in our, but this is a community radio station. I look at Shasta Unfiltered as being a community newspaper, online newspaper.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
With the majority of it, of your, tell me if I'm wrong, kind of focusing on around here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even the national issues, as I said, we try to relate it back to how it affects us here in our county. But we also even have a feature where citizens out there in the community can submit articles to us about what's important to them. And we've had articles from both sides of the spectrum, the left and the right, who have submitted articles to us, and we submit them. Sometimes we have to do a little curation to keep the language family friendly and those sorts of things, but we do let the community reach out through our paper. And if you go to our website, there's a tab where it says, hey, submit an article, and it'll come to us. We'll curate it and get it out there on the paper. Again, it just has to make sure it's going to be of relevance to the community at large.
And we definitely encourage that. We love our community. We want to reflect the voice of the North State. So definitely would love articles, stories, tips, events. Please submit them online.
You have letters to the editor, opinion pieces, the news, all this, and how to submit a story, and then how to advertise, of course. We're going to take a quick break and come back for our last segment of the week, and we'll be right back.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and By the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Our vote is more than a ballot. It's how we protect the future of our community.
For our families, our neighbors, and for the generations who will call Shasta County home.
That's why people across our community support Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk.
With 17 years of experience, she's committed to keeping our elections accurate, transparent, and secure.
Because protecting our elections means protecting our future. Vote Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk, June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscan. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscan for County Clerk 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.com. Org.
Everybody calls us a lion. Your lion's putting on the ritz. Cool blast hitting heat that hits. No more fits, no more sweating, but your snow freezing bits. Oh, lion's putting on the ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show in Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show in Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show in Shine Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, our last segment of the week here. Another, 10 hours. grueling 10 hours.
Yeah.
Put into the, yeah. Hey, I'm going to remind everybody about the Reading Rodeo. That's right. And the reason I'm bringing it up again is, they've already sold out Friday and Saturday. So Wednesday and Thursday, though, great nights. Native American Appreciation Night on Wednesday and Family Night on Thursday. There are still tickets available. So go to ReadingRodeo.com and get your tickets. Don't go anywhere else. They're going to charge you more because these ticket agencies come in and they'll buy, you know, so many tickets. We really try to restrict that, as much as we can. But, if you go to one of those other sites, you're going to be paying three times as much for the same ticket. Let's go to ReadingRodeo.com Wednesday and Thursday night. That would be the 13th and 14th. PRCA rodeo action. The top NFR competitors are going to be here. Bull riding, barrel racing, breakaway roping, all of those. Plus all the new things that we've done out there. I say we because I'm a member of the association. More booths to be able to get, your drink tabs, more booths so you can, buy a beer while you're out there watching. Mutton busting, everything, on the event night on Saturday, the, launch party, bands, dancing, and mutton busting. 150 young kids on their sheep. And we, from that group, we pick the 40 that are going to participate during the rodeo. So it's a great night. And that is on the Saturday before the rodeo. So, okay, I'm here with Shasta Unfiltered, learning a lot about them and the online newspaper they have, local newspaper we have here, with Rex and Alicia Ballard. And Kari, give me a second here. I'll find it. As soon as I find my – oh. Kari Chilson. Okay. So, what else do you want people to know about Shasta Unfiltered?
Well, I wanted to let the listeners know what differentiates us from other media out there.
Okay.
For us, we are reader-supported through donations and through local businesses. So, our only boss is you, the community. That's very different from, you know, our mainstream media, which is a huge conglomerate corporate run businesses like the Record Searchlight, et cetera, and even the some of the other local news here in Shasta County and the North State are funded through NGOs and globalists, you know, and outside interests that have agendas. So just want to make that differentiate.
Okay. And so the do you have people will tell you about things that have happened?
Yeah.
And then you all go out and research it?
Right.
So you have phone calls and stuff like that. I gave you one the other day.
Yep. We're still picking at that one.
Well, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
And an assault on a police officer, off-duty police officer, law enforcement officer, not police, but another law enforcement agency. And it was just to me because I know him. It was to me it was a reprehensible thing that happened. And even though they found the guys, they were released same day. So, well, I mean, they're minors. Some of them are minors and
right.
All that. So,
and I tried to get a police report on that, and I was told there is no police report on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
So, and
because they made arrest that day.
Yeah.
And then one of them got arrested later on that day after they released.
And I don't know if it was because they were juvenile involved.
Oh, that was probably it.
So we appreciate the tip, but we weren't able to really run with it because I couldn't get a verified police report, but if you could put me in touch with the victim, I'd be happy to get the victim's.
Yeah, I think he's probably ready for this to go on.
Yeah.
The writing of your articles, I mean, what's your due dates? Or is it because it's every day, so you just, you know, you'll put a new one in every day or several every day? Is
right.
that how it works?
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be perfectly honest, there are basically four of us who write, and we have through our website, any one of us can just put an idea out there, and any one of us can pick that idea up and run with it as a story. And as you mentioned, some of our readers submit ideas to us as well. That's kind of how we create our news. And it's, you know, we're all volunteers. We've all got day jobs as well. So
we're grandparents. We babysit our grandkids a couple of days a week.
Yeah, but you bring your computer with you. Yeah. Reach over and smack them. No,
it's
no.
A labor of love.
Get the ice cream away from here. Yeah. Well, good. Okay. And so the people can donate also to Shasta Unfiltered if you like what you're seeing.
That is it. Yeah, exactly. And as we grow our readership, we'll hope to get more local advertising. I mean, you only need to read our paper to understand that we are all Christian conservatives. We love our country. We love our community. We love our faith. And that resonates with a lot of our local business owners. So as we grow, we're hoping to bring in more of them as advertisers and bring them into the family.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left here. And what do you want to, I mean, when we talk about something like this, I mean, I'm looking through, it's ShastaUnfiltered.com, the Facebook page is where I was first, you know, I read a lot of your stuff on that, and then went to your website, now I've saved it, you know, the North State Events Guide, who does that for you? Do you just... your events that are happening. Is this kind of like a clearinghouse for everything that's happening?
No. There are so many events in the North State. I don't
think
it's hard to cover them all.
It's possible
to cover them all. You know, Jerry Sanchez, he's also part of our team. He's our outreach guy, and he's so connected with so much that's going on, and he's you'll find him all over the place taking pictures and writing articles about, you know, connecting the community through these events. Well, and he's a 60-year journalist, so
yeah,
he's
got
a great experience.
Well, tell him on May 1st down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, we're having our media day, and I take all of the ones that are going to be covering the Reading Rodeo, and we take them around the area, show them where they can be at to get photos, where they can't be at, if they want to do interviews, how to set that up, and just kind of give them a tour of the grounds and our timelines and how to get a hold of the people to talk to. That's on May 1st, and I've got to find out the time, but I think it's going to be, 11:30 or noon. But it might be a good time for him to walk around because I know he wants to get some shots at the rodeo this year. Okay.
Definitely.
What's the hardest part on putting it together, a comprehensive news, online newspaper, would you say?
Takes a lot of hours of work. We're up sometimes till midnight trying to get the stories, you know, down because we want to not only cover the story, we want to be complete. And, you know, we don't want to just highlight one thing that happened, for example, in a board meeting. We want to show, the community everything that happened, if we can, so that they can be more informed.
Do you ever get any feelings, because you talk to a lot of people, how elections might go?
Well, one of my other jobs is to be the president of the Shasta County Republican Assembly, so I certainly have my ear to the ground as to what's going on. I would say here locally it's going to be kind of a nail-biter on a number of fronts. The whole District 1 race, now that you have three candidates in that mix, you have Kevin Cry and Aaron Reznor who have clearly faced off once before. Now you throw Rich Gallardo in there who's got a ton of great ideas, but he's probably coming in as a newcomer to a lot of the voters here, but that'll be an interesting race. The ROV, the county clerk's position between Joanna Francescott and Clint Curtis is going to be, again, a hotly contested race. You've got Joanna, who's got a large following here because of her years with Kathy Darling Allen, and then you've got Clint Curtis, who's come in as a real significant change agent. So how those races are going to go, we'll have to wait and see, but it's going to be exciting.
And the idea that we actually... with our, quote, jungle primary, might have two Republicans, running for governor. I mean, they went after Swalwell hard. And then I heard the same guy that told me, and he was absolutely right about Swalwell, absolutely on, because he'd come back from D.C. He says, Steyer is the next one.
Yeah,
they're gonna start going after him.
Well, and if you watch the debates there, it was interesting to see that the Republicans did not have to pick on Steyer. All the Democrats were already picking on Steyer.
Yeah, well, he may not be the face of the Democratic Party they want in
right.
California. Is one of the things I heard. So, okay, well, how do people again get a hold of Shasta Unfiltered?
ShastaUnfiltered.com. Also, we would love to have people sign up for our newsletter. It comes out once or twice a week, and that kind of gives you a little summary of what some of the local news for the week has been, and remind you that to go on our website.
Okay. And it's a good website. They're on Facebook, too. Now, Monday, we have Kevin Cry's going to join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about the county and what he wants to do if he gets reelected. Have a great weekend, my friends, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.